What are your goals? If I ran into you at a coffee shop and said, hey, what are your goals? Would you be able to quickly and with confidence tell me what goals you have right now? And if it would take a second or you'd hem and you'd haw, you'd have to think about it, you need stronger or clearer goals and you need to revisit them more often. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, and we're getting to the point in the year where people start talking about 2024 goals. But I don't want you to wait for a turn in the page of your calendar to be thinking about goals. I want you to have a goal between now and Thanksgiving next week, if you're in the United States. I want you to have really clear goals that you're working on between now and the end of the year. And a lot of times we have this general idea, I want to lose weight or I want to get more fit. But the fact of the matter is that is too broad, it is too general, and it is nowhere near clear enough to really move the needle and make a big difference in your day-to-day decision making. When I think about business goals, it's really easy for me to have great examples of consistency because saying I want to grow my email list or I need more customers is not clear, it's not specific, and it makes it very difficult for me to take daily action to move the needle of that goal. Now, if I said I want to increase the number of subscribers on my email list by 1,000, between now and the end of the year, and that being, you know, 6-7 weeks away, that is a lot easier. And when I revisit that goal every day, I can be thinking about, okay, what's one thing I can do today to drive that goal? Or if I have a specific revenue goal for the next 2 weeks and I'm revisiting that goal every single day or multiple times a day, it's easy for me to say, all right, what do I need to do today? Or what can I do today? What opportunities can I create for myself today that will help move the needle of that goal? The same thing is true when we're talking about fitness goals, or we're talking about health goals, or we're talking about financial goals. And I like to have very specific short-term and long-term goals for different areas of my life. For me, it's business, it's money, it's self, which could be health, but might not be health. It's parenting, it's marriage. Those are generally the goals that I like to make and keep, both short-term and long-term, always specific, and revisit them daily. For me, that means writing them down. I think there's a very big difference in what happens in the brain. I know there's a big difference in what happens in the brain when we read something or think about something compared to when we actually write it down. What are your goals? What are your goals between now and the end of 2023? Are they specific? Do you have very clear, actionable, short-term goals that when you think about them, they become a filter that you see what you do through? Consider this episode a call to sit down and create some clear, specific goals. If you have general goals, make them more specific. If you have long-term goals, create some short-term goals. If you have goals for one area of your life, maybe it's time to sit down and come up with goals for another area of your life. Specific, 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 and revisit them daily, if not more than daily. This is one easy thing you can do in a world where so much of what we will do to achieve our goals isn't very easy. This is a proven needle mover that's easy. So let's grab up proven needle movers, especially when they're easy. I'll see you tomorrow.